horseman. Can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man.
We got the big boss man here this morning.
Can't you hear me when I call?
Honored to say that we have the Registrar of Contractor here in the studio this morning. Talk through our way through a couple things. Good morning, sir. Let's see, Mike. There we are, working on it. You good?
There he is. Finally, the red light is on.
Yeah, the second boss man was missing his buttons or something.
I are the Registrar of Contractor.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
What was that?
Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, we do. We do. We've got a lot of stuff going on, so it's pretty exciting. So,
adjust his headset volume.
Mic check. Mic check.
You got it now?
One, two, three, one, two. There you go.
It's easier when you can hear yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how good that is, but it is a little easier. So,
well, like I say, y'all have a lot going on right now.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of good stuff.
Absolutely.
A lot of troubleshooting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do.
Where do you want to start? I want to start at Career Days, but where do you want to start?
That's awesome. Let's start at Career Days. Arizona Construction Career Days, November 3rd and 4th. You get about 2,000 kids that come down to the Arizona National Guard Armory. Everybody knows, a lot of people in the valley know where that is. And there's construction companies and a bunch of people there that'll show them a variety of different trades. Some of the kids will be able to operate some heavy equipment. And they'll get a glimpse. Those that already aren't involved in some sort of training, we'll get a glimpse into the construction science professions. We're pretty excited about it. It's the 14th year.
I was going to say, Roseanne's been doing this.
Roseanne Canizales, 14 years. This year we seem to have, it appears that we've got many more sponsors than before. A lot of great stuff, so.
And y'all bus kids in from all over the state for that thing.
All the districts all over the state? All but one county usually comes, and I'm not sure why that county isn't that. And it could be all the counties are coming this year. Some of it has to do with the fact that the funds for just the buses coming in. So those it's not too late for those who are interested in it to go onto the website Arizona Construction Career Days, and donate some money. It's only $200. To sponsor a bus to get some kids down here. So very needed.
Yeah, so absolutely. Needed to get those kids focused
on construction science professions. It's a great career path. Right, Rosie?
Yeah, boy, it is. And I'll tell you what, you like working outside, you like working with people, you like creating things with your hands. It's just hardly a better way to make a living. And I'll tell you what, it's getting tough. It's getting really, really tough to find people that want to engage in this industry, and they're all diverting to alternate careers, and we've got to try and do something to spur the interest in the industry.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people talking about it, and the needle's starting to move. We've got several of the state agencies. We're working together with the Department of Economic Security to tackle part of this problem, to look at some of those root causes of people on unemployment rolls that perhaps have construction background, how we can do that, how we can tie in the job boards across the state into one spot. There's a lot of work going on, and the needle's starting to move.
We got a lot more building to do in Arizona over the next few decades, don't we? Kind of heartbreaking, but it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You get Hurricane Matthew hit the East Coast.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You get the typhoon hitting Portland, Seattle.
Mm-hmm, right.
You get the wildfires hitting California.
Yes.
You get the tornadoes through the Midwest. Where does that leave you?
Well, if you don't have the skilled professionals, you're in trouble. But I mean, it's mostly faceted. We have an immediate need, and then we have the necessity of developing a program to keep the pipeline filled, which I have my own personal opinions why it is, but statistics pretty much bear it out that it, in about the 90s is where we really took the turn. I think it was a little earlier than that in the 70s where we took a turn and we turned away. We've talked about this before. We turned away from talking about the construction science professions as being honorable professions or places where you can have a career, and told kids that, no, you can't do that, or if you do that, you're less than, you're not college material. Well, you and I both know that there's nothing about construction that's not science. You've got U-factors, you've got oriented strand board, you've got, you know, it's just on and on and on.
Well, they took shop out of high school, so it didn't give the kids a chance to even get the experience of working a lathe or a saw or putting something together. You know, and we saw shop kind of disappear from the high school programs. I was fortunate in that it was still around when I was in high school. As a matter of fact, Scottsdale High School actually bused us to a vocational training facility they had on property for construction industry. I mean, we learned how to lay block and pound nails and hang sheetrock and tape. And, you know, it was a big studio they had right back behind their bus parking lot. And I spent half a day there, 5 days a week.
Absolutely. Well, I believe in those kind of things, the shop, but what you're talking about is different than shop. Shop taught a lot of kids how to build maybe a chair or a popsicle burger. We don't need those. We need construction sciences as an elective, not unlike language or any of the courses that aren't taken. If a kid can take algebra and he can have an elective in calculus, there needs to be an elective in construction sciences as well. I believe in every high school, not where we put a kid on a bus we send him across the valley. It needs to be in the high schools.
It's a great idea.
I could maybe take a little heat on that, but that's okay. I grew up in this business. My family had been licensed in the state since 1959. The construction industry and my father's hard work gave me everything I ever needed, and my mother's angelic managing of my dad. That did it. Construction industry is the most honest, honorable industry that I am personally aware of.
I love being able to drive down the street now with my grandchildren and say, see that?
Oh, see that?
Grandpa did that one, and Grandpa did that one. And then the people I've been able to meet and work
with.
Absolutely. We've worked with probably a dozen Fortune 100 CEOs.
Absolutely.
And entertainers and professional athletes and just the caliber of people you get to meet with. And you get to know them pretty well because you're in their house. You know?
Yes, indeed.
Reworking the kitchen, reworking the master bedroom, the suite, you know, adding the family room.
Absolutely.
Second story addition to Alice Cooper's house.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go. So, it's great fun, huh?
I've had a great career. I've really enjoyed it. When I talk to people who call me and they say, you know, we've got a child, we're not sure they're set for a 6-year law degree or a 12-year medical degree, you know, and what is the future of career in the construction industry going to look like? And I think the picture's just getting brighter and brighter and brighter.
Right. Absolutely.
So career days.
So career days.
November
3rd and 4th.
Okay.
azccd.org. Oh, excuse me. .com. azccd.com. $200 gets a bus down here.
Looking for a couple sponsors to get the buses.
$50, $200, sponsor some water.
I tell you what, Rosie on the house will take one of those buses.
There we go. Awesome.
Let's take care of that right now.
How about Romy? Will Romy take a bus as well?
I have a short one.
There we go. Awesome. Now, okay.
What I love about the careers, even if you did want a higher education, it's a great way to pay for it. But if you want to go straight into the workforce, you can do it without having 20 years of student debt for a career that pays no jobs for.
Absolutely. My position is this, is that construction sciences is higher education.
Well, it is.
Well, especially now with the changes and the sustainability and the interest in changing and green living and all that.
Yeah, so. Building sciences is really the crux of the industry right now as compared to where how we started back in the late 60s and 70s. Right.
And let's put me down for a bus.
There we go. Two buses.
And let's talk a little bit about some enforcement y'all got going on here. Y'all had a big event here just this past week.
Yes, we had a situation where a contractor was building a 21,000 square foot church in the East Valley. The building collapsed. The framing collapsed.
There's a picture out there. Yeah, it's horrific looking. Yeah.
Seven for those of us that have ever been on standing on top of trusses, it looks pretty scary. I've been on them when they've rolled down, but
it's a scary.
not like that. That was so seven were injured, two seriously. We have summarily suspended the contractor's licenses. There'll be a hearing on the 24th, and we'll go from there. That's really about all I can say about that. It's an ongoing investigation. Unlicensed entities were involved, and there'll be more to come.
Oh boy!
Did we ever find out what happened to that hotel on the 101 and
the fire?
Desert Ridge area?
Yeah, was that arson? I mean, it was a great commercial for building with masonry because the only thing that was standing was the concrete escape.
Oh boy, I don't recall that one. I don't recall that one.
The rest of the story, we'll have to get back to that one.
How's your most wanted list, y'all? Making some good. Now this guy in particular. I mean, so he lost his license. I gotta believe he's gonna have a visit from OSHA.
He's summarily suspended. My understanding is there's other agencies, federal agencies, state agencies that are already involved. We're doing what we do, what we're supposed to do. In the state of Arizona, the Registrar of Contractors' duty is to protect the citizens of the state of Arizona. That also, by the way, includes properly licensed contractors. And this was an instance where a properly licensed contractor appears to have hired an unlicensed entity to perform work, and that work was defective and collapsed and injured some people. Fortunately, my understanding is that the two that were seriously injured are not in critical condition.
Well, that's great news.
That's great news. But, you know the dangers in construction. There's some dangerous stuff, and we all take precautions to do that. And when you hire people that aren't properly licensed and properly educated, then you have some really serious things coming down. And if you saw that picture,
it's breathtaking.
There we go. It is.
Yeah,
it
looks expensive as well.
So.
Oh, man. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the handyman exemption. We're going to get into this later in the show today, but. But what I want to do when we come back is I want to give a brief overview for those people who aren't really familiar with what the ROC is, the reason y'all exist, and the layer of protection that y'all bring to the homeowner. Okay. And then we'll go into the license, and then that, in particular, that handyman exemption. When can I hire someone at my house to do work, and they don't necessarily have to be licensed?
Yes.
More on that when we get back.
Awesome.